Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Knowledge and Decisions, Thomas Sowell presents a compelling exploration of how knowledge is disseminated and decisions are made across various social systems. Published in 1980, this work delves into the often complex interrelations between individual action, institutional processes, and societal outcomes. Sowell, a distinguished economist and social theorist, challenges conventional wisdom with his critical analysis of decision-making processes, emphasizing the roles of incentives, constraints, and trade-offs. Through a blend of historical examples, economic principles, and political science, Sowell articulates a sophisticated framework for understanding the diverse mechanisms that influence public and private decision-making. Illuminating and thought-provoking, Knowledge and Decisions offers profound insights into the limitations of human knowledge and the implications for social policy, economic strategies, and individual choices. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the role of knowledge in society. Thomas Sowell lays the foundation of his argument by addressing the pivotal role knowledge plays within societal structures. He asserts that the dispersion of knowledge and the mechanisms through which it is communicated significantly affect the efficiency and effectiveness of decisions made by individuals and institutions. The author challenges the centralized approach to decision-making, arguing that a decentralized process, where individuals harness and act upon local knowledge, can lead to more adaptable and nuanced outcomes. Sowell emphasizes that understanding the limitations and the potential of knowledge is crucial for crafting policies that empower, rather than impede, individual initiative and societal progress. Secondly, the prices system as a knowledge mechanism. A key component of Sowell's thesis is the examination of the price system as a means of communicating knowledge. He eloquently explains how prices not only reflect supply and demand, but also act as a signaling mechanism that informs and coordinates the decisions of countless individuals and organizations without requiring centralized control. By delving into the intricacies of how prices encode and disseminate information across different sectors and geographic areas, Sowell elucidates the intricacy and efficiency of market systems in allocating resources and adapting to changes. This perspective champions the price system as a pivotal tool for decision-making that harnesses dispersed knowledge. Thirdly, incentives and institutions. Sowell explores the critical role of incentives in shaping the decisions of individuals and organizations. He argues that the structure and nature of incentives within institutions significantly affect the behavior of agents and, ultimately, the outcomes of decisions. The author distinguishes between self-interest and greed, highlighting how institutions can design incentives that align individual goals with broader societal needs. By analyzing the interplay between incentives, institutional frameworks, and decision-making processes, Sowell provides a nuanced understanding of how policies can encourage productive behavior and mitigate potential conflicts of interest. Fourthly, trade-offs and decisions. A recurring theme in Knowledge and Decisions is the concept of trade-offs, a crucial aspect of decision-making that impacts individuals and policymakers alike. Sowell emphasizes that every decision entails trade-offs, as allocating resources to one area necessitates sacrifices in another. Through a series of case studies and theoretical insights, he illustrates the importance of acknowledging and evaluating these trade-offs to make informed, rational choices. Sowell's discussion on trade-offs is a sobering reminder of the inherent constraints faced by decision-makers and the necessity of prioritizing among competing values and interests. Lastly, the limits of social engineering. Thomas Sowell critically assesses the ambitions and limitations of social engineering, arguing that attempts to control or significantly manipulate societal outcomes often underestimate the complexity of human behavior and the dispersion of knowledge. He warns against the overconfidence of policymakers in their ability to design and implement comprehensive solutions to social problems. By presenting case studies and theoretical arguments, Sowell underscores the unintended consequences of well-intentioned policies, advocating for a more humble, decentralized approach to social planning. This discussion raises fundamental questions about the nature of government intervention and the limits of human knowledge in crafting societal changes. In conclusion, Thomas Sowell's Knowledge and Decisions is an essential read for economists, policymakers, and anyone interested in understanding the dynamics of decision-making and the distribution of knowledge in society. Through a deep dive into economic theory and practical implications, Sowell offers profound insights into how decisions are shaped by incentives, knowledge dissemination, and institutional structures. His critique of centralized decision-making and advocacy for the price system as a knowledge mechanism provide valuable perspectives for tackling contemporary challenges. Ultimately, this book can benefit individuals by fostering a better understanding of the principles that underpin effective decision-making and social organization. It encourages readers to appreciate the complexity of societal systems and the importance of incorporating diverse sources of knowledge and perspectives in crafting solutions to collective problems. If you would like to support Thomas Sowell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.